Our first public hearing is conditional use number 1684, Francis B. Precup Jr.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR, General Residential District, for used car sales and produce and landscaping business, with sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.508 acres, more or less, lying at the northwest corner of Route 16 and Slim Street, and being 1,100 feet west of Road 212. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down a copy of a sketch for the purpose of the site plan for this application. We've also received two agency comments. First one being from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated December 23rd of 2005, making reference to annual average daily traffic of 242 vehicles per day. Also making reference that there are no traffic impact study recommended, that the level of service A will not change as a result of this application. From the County Engineering Department, a memorandum received today makes reference to the applicant, the location, the tax map parcel, the intended use, size of the parcel. The site is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer or water district. It is in the Milton growth area. It makes reference that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to serve the project. It also notes that the applicant should contact the town of Milton for information regarding connection to the Milton sewer system, and that a concept plan is not required. It was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have at this time.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
My name is Francis Precup, and I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, sir. Very good. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, we're having a public hearing here. Ma'am, we're having a hearing. Thank you very much. You'll get a chance to speak later on. All right, sir. Go ahead. Do you have anything? You heard what our director had to say. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, sir, other than since this sketch was drawn up, I've done some major improvements in the property cleanup. There was an old office drawer there that had been there for decades. It's cleaned up and gone out of there. Other than that, I keep the place neat and orderly all the time. The people in the community seem to be very, very pleased that I'm there and providing service what I do. And I really don't know what else to say, sir.
Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. Burton.
Just a few. Will there be parking lights on this thing? Is you're planning to light up the area?
I have a security light now, sir, that lights the parking area on the west side of the property. You see where the sketch is, right in front of the office trailer, just to the immediate right. There's a security light there. And also back in the back right-hand corner where it says between the mulch area and the firewood area, there's a security light there.
Would there be an additional lighting added?
Nothing other than quite possibly when I make application for some signage, but at the present time there's no plan for additional lighting.
What type of signs will be on this
lot? The only sign here now, sir, is a produce stand sign on the corner of Slim Street and Route 16. Then I have a mulch sign this big right underneath the produce stand sign. Other than that, there's no signage on the roadway at all.
Will there be any additional signs added?
Add on the roadway? No, sir. I do have an 8-foot sign on the side of a hay wagon that sits back in the back of the property it says firewood and mulch and topsoil, and my phone number is on that. I keep that back in the area like where it says office trailer. I've replaced the office trailer with a 24-foot shed, which is going to serve as a tool shed and storage.
The office, the office trailer is going to stay as the office trailer?
No, sir. The office trailer is gone. I dismantled it last week and hauled it to the scrapyard.
So this will be a new office trailer.
It'll serve as the yard office, tool shed, some storage.
Will there be any maintenance of the cars that are going on the car lot being done in this facility?
No, sir.
And you'll be entering this one drive to either to work your way back to the mulch area?
Okay.
Currently, there's two driveways?
Actually, I didn't show clearly what it is. On Slim Street that runs beside the produce stand, that whole entire area between from the produce, that's a dirt road at the present time, but from the produce stand back to the back corner property line. The center of that is all entrance. I've got it all crushed and run and stoned, and I've been maintaining that entrance. Also, over on the left side of the sketch, that entire footage on 16, years ago, always was stoned when Mr. Webb had his car out there. But right now, I've made where it says entrance and exit, I've crushed and run that area, and then over on the left corner, on the left side, I've crushed and run a spot there, an entrance there. I want to try to keep that center open, and not necessarily for coming in off the lot.
How many cars do you plan on parking?
At the most, maybe one or two or three. My big thing here is I want to be able to operate the produce stand, which has been there for decades, and my landscape supply service, such as mulches and stones, firewood. Those two things right there. Where my main focus is. I sold off that lot in the last year. I've sold two vehicles.
And it is your plan is to put a septic system in on there?
There is a septic, sir, directly behind the house in the yard, and that's the only as far as I know, that's the only need. Because it's only going to be myself and whoever might be helping me at the yard that particular day. Now, if need be, if someone would need to use a bathroom, I would let them use it in the house, you know, one of my customers, or quite possibly put a couple of porta johns on there. One other note, sir, directly behind the produce stand, last October I had a 4-inch well installed, and I plan to trench water throughout the property. And I plan to sell a few flowers once I get set up and running. But
no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Do you presently live in the house?
Yes, sir.
And you're going to continue to reside there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what kind of hours of operation are you seeking?
At the present moment, 8 to 4, 5 days a week, and Saturdays, 8 to noon. But since I'm in the type of business I'm in, and I'm realizing more that the people that work during the week have the weekends off, and they need this type of a service on an all-day Saturday basis, and maybe on Sunday afternoons. But right now, it's just 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, and actually, Saturday 8 to 4, is what I've been doing.
But you would like to be able to be open on Sundays as well.
During the season, when it's busy, yes. But it's not all that important. If there was any complaint from anyone, I'd be willing to close on Sundays. I haven't heard any complaints from any of the neighbors so far.
It's typically so. What happens with conditional uses is that the commission has the opportunity to place a number of conditions on the property, and that's why I'm asking about your hours of operation, because typically, you know, in our motions, we would make recommendations as to hours of operation, whether you want a lighted sign or not, you know, or unlighted sign. And same thing with Mr. Burton's question concerning the lighting. So would you be seeking a lighted or unlighted sign?
When I make my application, it would probably be a lighted signs.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Great. How many employees do you anticipate having?
Just one other person other than myself.
Just one other person?
And that would be just on a part-time basis.
So do you buy shrubbery and plants from a wholesaler and then sell
them? I have, but I haven't really got into that into the business yet. Mainly what I buy now, sir, is mulches from our local producers, aggregate stone, natural field stones. I do buy some firewood, topsoil, organic soil. That's primarily what I've done with the landscape business. Now, when it's the produce season, I do buy some produce from local. Actually, a lot of local people will stop by and sell me some produce.
So you're not intending on selling shrubbery or anything?
I would like to.
Oh, you would?
I would like to sell some shrubs, okay, some flowers, quite possibly down the road behind the where it says the office trailer is. Well, that's gone. And I'd like to put a small greenhouse there quite possibly someday. But I'm just growing and just taking it slow, learning the business.
Have you had any discussions with the Department of Motor Vehicle about your dealers?
I had a gentleman stop. I'm sorry?
Do you have a dealer's license yet or anything?
No, sir.
Okay.
But I had a gentleman stop that is in the automobile car business, and he told me if I wanted to pursue that, he would help steer me in the right directions as far as who to see and what I would need and what to do. Okay. But I, like I mentioned earlier, that's not my main... My main focus here, my main focus is on the landscape business, produce.
Okay. That's all the questions I have.
Mr. Smith. Are you going to have a need for a dumpster on the premises?
No, sir.
No.
The only waste goes into a small dump truck I have, and I haul it to the forest recycler place. Such as bark and sawdust, or maybe some limbs or branches.
Okay. No other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
Your site plan shows parking of close to 20 or 16, and also close to Slim Road or Slim Street. How is that parking to be laid out? Do they back out into the street?
No, sir. No backing out on the street whatsoever. Every entrance, there's room to drive either straight through where it says drive-through area. Along the back edge of this drawing is where I have my mulch bins, my stone bins, and people can enter and drive through. In fact, I plan to put some small signs up with just drive-through, kind of help direct the people, but there's no backing out on any of the streets at all.
And how long have you had your mulch bins and topsoil bins and stone bins and all that?
Last March.
After you made application for this application, or before?
I don't remember, sir, what the date of the application was.
You filed your application in January of 06.
Okay, January. Yes, I cut the bins in March of 07. And the way that all came about was I went to the Waples Lumber to get a pair of work gloves. And I had already sold mulch up to that time for a couple of years. And I just kept it out in a couple piles, didn't have it in bins. Anyway, I went to Waples and he was telling me about him going out of business. And he offered me his all his bins. And that's where I bought them from. brought them and hauled them in.
That would have been March last year?
Yes.
That would have been 06, not 07?
06, March of 06.
Now the difficulty of your site plan is it's just a sketch. It doesn't really show us the layout of how you're going to place your cars and where you're going to park and how the driveways really work other than a bunch of errors.
In this type of operation, sir, when people pull in, as a rule, they'll pull up to the bin of the product that they want.
I understand the part about it in the back. I'm talking about in general the whole site plan. Well, you end up, if you get approval, you have to get a surveyor to prepare a site plan for you, and what he submits to us, and if it's approved, you'll be obligated to conform to everything it showed on that site plan.
That's right.
No more questions.
No additional questions.
All right, sir.
Abbott?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions this time.
Sure. Well, we thank you, sir. If you'll take a seat for a second, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1684 Francis B. Precup Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1684? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may just prefer to call the office in the morning.